Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, we will recap the top stories of the week, exploring the current state of the GLP-1 market, review major pharmaceutical layoffs shaping 2025, and cover Pfizer's response to political pressure on COVID-19 vaccine safety evidence. GLP-1 medications continue to dominate industry headlines, with soaring demand for obesity and diabetes treatments redefining the market. Analysts highlight that while leaders like Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly remain firmly ahead, the category faces mounting challenges. Scaling up manufacturing, ensuring global supply, and navigating payer reimbursement remain critical hurdles. New entrants are eyeing opportunities to differentiate with novel formulations or delivery methods, but long-term success will hinge on balancing innovation with patient access and affordability. Turning to workforce trends, the pharmaceutical industry has seen a wave of layoffs in 2025 that reflects shifting market dynamics and portfolio realignment across major companies. The restructuring spans R&D, manufacturing, and commercial operations, underscoring how firms are responding to pricing pressures, patent cliffs, and evolving therapeutic priorities. While challenging for affected employees, these workforce changes are part of broader efforts by pharma leaders to streamline costs and refocus investment on high-growth areas such as oncology, rare disease, and metabolic health. Finally, Pfizer has pushed back against former President Donald Trump's call for immediate release of COVID-19 vaccine safety and efficacy evidence. The company reiterated that vaccine data must continue to be evaluated under FDA's established regulatory frameworks to maintain scientific integrity and public trust. The exchange underscores the ongoing intersection of politics and pharmaceutical decision-making, with industry leaders emphasizing the importance of evidence-based oversight in preserving confidence in public health. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.